This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by private equity leader Holly Buckley. Holly's going to talk to us about herself, her practice, and key points and learnings in her career. Holly, can you take a moment, tell us a little bit about you and your practice, and then maybe talk to us a little bit about some key points in your career and a few key lessons you've learned in your career?
Sure. Thank you, Scott, and thanks as always for having me on the podcast. I'm the chair of the healthcare group at McGuire Woods. I spend most of my time working with private equity-backed companies, private equity funds acquiring healthcare companies, and then also spend a good amount of my time with more traditional healthcare providers, including some nonprofits, and lead a team of about 50 attorneys here at McGuire Woods. We have one of the top private equity healthcare transactional practices in the country. In terms of key points and learnings in my career, when you told me this was the topic of the discussion today, I put some thought into it and I realized I don't have a lot of kind of key points in my career. There's really only one that I would point to. So by way of background, I worked for 4 years before going to law school. I worked for a company called Cerner Corporation, which is a publicly traded electronic medical record company. I decided to go to law school, wanted specifically to do healthcare law, went to Loyola Chicago to do healthcare law. When I graduated from Loyola and started studying for the bar, I had a major health event that ended up in me having brain surgery. Everything's great. Everything worked out fine, but it was incredibly serious at the time. And one of those things that worked out very well, but could have not worked out so well. And that happened right before I started working at McGuire Woods. So right before kind of walking for the first time into a big law practice. And I think that was for me the only kind of really pivotal point in my career, because having something like that happen to you right before walking into an incredibly high stress, high pressure job, I think gave me a tremendous sense of perspective. And while I have a great work ethic and care very deeply, there's a point where you've got to have some perspective and realize certain things you've got to let go, and that life is bigger than a job. And that without, I think, that happening, there was probably a greater chance that I would have made myself a lot more crazy. And I joke that the screw in my head, I've named perspective. And when I'm having a particularly stressful time, I often think back to that, and it's kind of a grounding point for me. So that's really the only kind of pivotal point in my career that I could point to is really kind of changing how I approach things and changing my approach to work. But I have a handful of learnings that I'm happy to share that I think are just critical in terms of how I operate within my role and within the firm.
That'd be great. And we'd love to hear some of those learnings as well.
Sure. So I have five key learnings that have, I think, crystallized over time, but none of them are really kind of rocket science. But I think they're kind of five core principles that I think are really important. The first is, and Scott, you've heard me say this a number of times, but we're in a customer service industry. And the sooner young associates and other attorneys realize that we're here to serve our clients and serve the others in our firm, the more successful folks will be. This job is not about what others can provide to you. It's about what you can provide to other people. And if you approach everything with a real customer service mentality, you're going to be much more effective at performing services for your clients. In terms of being a younger associate, but also even now in terms of being a partner and serving clients, it's really important to make yourself integral to a couple of people and really, really focus on them and making them look good. And the orientation changes over time. When you're a junior associate, you're really looking for people who can give you work and people that already have work or have clients, and making yourself super important to them such that you're someone that they can't live without. And as you grow up and you're a partner and you have your own clients, you're really having the same relationship with clients. You're finding people who you are totally integral to, and they're people that you want to be integral to, who are going to say, I really can't imagine being able to do my job without this person. And if you can become that relevant and important to them, you buy yourself some serious job security. Throughout my career, the third point is to always focus on being a great lawyer. There's a lot to be said for responsiveness and customer service, but unless your underlying work is really good, it's all somewhat for nothing and it's going to fall apart. You've got to be great at your job, whether it's law or whether it's private equity investing. You've got to be great at that fundamental skill. That's the reason that you're at the table. The fourth learning is to admit mistakes quickly and work with a team to resolve. And, you know, we're human, we're not computers, we're going to make mistakes. And it's just really important when you realize a mistake has been made to front it quickly, communicate effectively, and work to resolve it. And it's funny, mistakes happen all the time, small ones, sometimes, unfortunately, larger ones. But the sooner you can address them and communicate on them, the smaller they become and the easier they are to move past. And my final learning, and this is going to seem incredibly basic and silly to say, but it's don't lie. And this is with all things. This is with timelines, feedback to others, general communications. Being totally honest with people and straightforward is going to get you a reputation for being a straight shooter. And I think straight shooters are really more valued than political actors in almost every scenario. To me, this is just an obvious one, but it's not necessarily something that everyone holds central. But I think just being very direct and honest at all times is a core learning and something that has served me well throughout my career.
So really, five different thoughts there. It, recognizing you're in a customer service business and constantly knowing you're serving somebody. Second is, This role of indispensable advisor, indispensable help, trying to be invaluable and indispensable. Third is, be great at your craft. You have to be great at being a lawyer, whatever it is that you do. If you're a private equity analyst, if you're a private equity associate, if you're a business development person, private equity, you have to be just great at it. Fourth is to sort of be honest at all times. Be honest at all times. It's don't lie. It's sometimes scary to tell somebody you made a mistake or something messed up, but you know if you get out in front of it, you're much more likely to have better results. And then fifth is to, you know, it's okay to admit your errors. It's okay to apologize. It's okay. And quite frankly, as long as you're coming from a position of confidence with the client, confidence with who you work with, whatever you work with, it ultimately leads to better and better relationships because people realize we are all inhuman and ultimately we are all human. And if you don't have these relationships that are back and forth with clients, it's very hard to ultimately have long-term great relationships with clients. Holly, just a great summary of key learnings from one's career and important things to focus on. I want to thank you for taking the time to visit with us today on the Becker Private Equity Podcast.
Thank you, Scott. As always, it's a pleasure.